This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
That's not a bit of Hanukkah. So much to speak about Hanukkah. The Yosef's Kasha, the Terutzim are endless. It's because the Torah is Ein Sof, and there's more Torah with more Torah. I'd like to choose a Gedank, a thought. When I was thinking about Hanukkah, it was a Chadish to me a little bit this year. Share with the Eilam. Alanisim, Valapurkan, Valagvurais, Valachuais, the Alhamilchamais, Sharsiso Lavisenu Bayomim, Hoem Basmanazer. It's all plural. It's all Lashon Rabbim. The Nisim. So we know there were two Nisim. We know basically between the Gemara and the Rambam, which is the Ikin Nes, but there were two Nisim. The Nes of the Melchamim and the Nes of the Pach Shemim. It's good. So it's Ala Nisim. Ala Purkan. Gvurais, Chuois, Chua Gedaila, Furkan Asisa, Kayem Azet. Chua. Chua is one. What is Teshuois? Why is it a Lashon Rabbim? Well, Hachuois. Was there more than one Teshua? Was there more than one? Shteta Klar. Well, Amcha Yisrael Sisa Teshua Gedaila. Why is it a plural? I was thinking about it. Va'al ha-milchamis. Plural also. Vaita, all the milchamis. I mean, there was a milchama. There was a milchama. And we won that milchama. Why is the alanisim in a lashon rabbim? So I was thinking of a gedank, a thought, Rabbi Isai. Efshel. But the Musa Haskel of it is definitely one of the Yesedis of Hanukkah, and Bechlal, one of the Yesedis of Yadus. And what it is, Hanukkah, we should walk away from. What's this Hanukkah? What's the Afmin Arayis Nemen for Nayante for Hanukkah? For the rest of the days of the year, for the rest of our lives. So you do have the question, what does it mean by Yomi Mohem? Bazman Hazet. If you just mean this date in history, the Nusach is not by Yomi Mohem Bazman Hazet. It's this day. It's Mashma that has to do with the Tkufa, with the time. By Yomi Mohem, those days, that Tkufa, Bazman. Partially the translation Bazman means the date. It's a very interesting way of saying the date. And Farshim explained that Itaki doesn't only mean the date, but it means the Tkufa. The Tkufa. The Tkufa of Bayami Mohem, the Tkufa of Bazman Azeh. And it's everyone knows Mistama by now, the Mahalach of the Kedusha Slevi. Even in the Litvish Yeshivas, Meret Minibeder Kedusha Slevi, that the Hashpoya, what we get from the time and the Yontif of Chanukah, is eternal. It's Bazman Azeh. The Eiris, Chassidish terminology, it's the Eiris, the Hashpoyas, of that Kufa. We relive it. We relive it, Bazman Hazeh. Abesai, I want to explain this a little bit, or maybe say a more pashut level of it, however you understand the pshat that we're going to say, if it's a pshat in the Kedusha Slevi, or it's a pshat parallel to the Kedusha Slevi. What does it mean? Bayami Mahem Bazman Hazeh. The Hadgash, the emphasis. It's something about Chanukah and the Hidah of Chanukah. Is Bayami Mohem Bazman Hazeh. Just want to point out that L'chayra, according to the Kedushas Levi, it means that something about the Yontif, Ashpoy of the Yontif, the essence of the Yontif, is Bayami Mohem Bazman Hazeh. Could also mean the Inyan of L'haydei Sulahalo. The Haydah is Bayami Mohem Bazman Hazeh, as I soon will explain. Tidua the Gemara in Shabbos, very famous Gemara. Gemara says, Ner shal Chanukah shenicho lamali michafamo. It's psula. We all know that Ner Chanukah has to be within 20. And the reason is, otherwise it's leishalta be'ena, like Rashi says, people can't see it. The next piece of Gemara is Darash of Nosim Amenyum Mishmeder Ab Tamchum. It has to do with Yosef's bayr. Ba'bayr reik ein boy mayim. When they threw Yosef into the pit, there was no water in the pit. Mimashma shenema ba'bayr reik ein yedeya. Don't I know she ein boy mayim? Teretz is elamal tamleim ein boy mayim mayim ein boy avon echashim ba'krav miyesh but had snakes and scorpions. The question, of course, is how these two gemaras are connected. They follow one the other. Vasa shaychus. What's the connection between these two gemaras? And of course, the pasha pshat is it's both Rav Kahana. Amar Rav Kahana, darash Rav Nosson bar Menyuma b'sheder Rav Tamchum. So this is also Amar Rav Kahana, darash Rav Nosson bar Menyuma b'sheder Rav Tamchum. Both the same on the Omar. A lot of times Chazal will bring a string of memories from the same Tana. Davisim Pashup Shat Echet Rabbe Sai. That's Pashup Shat. And it's Takip Shat. Because it's Darash Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Mishem Rav Nasim Amin Yum Mished Rav Tamchum. So therefore they bring both of these memories together. Kiyadua, the Mefarshim and the Darshanim, connect the two Gemaras and say that they are actually connected and one should follow the other. And that is the famous Pshat. Some say it's a Chanukah Satera, some say you'll hear it from different Achreinim. Regardless, the Pshat that is said is because how is it that Reuven, who was trying to save Yosef, how did he throw him into a pit of Nechashim Akravim? Didn't he know that there's Nechashim Akravim? And the Teretz says he didn't see because they threw him Hashlacha, the Lashem, it's a Gemara, the Hashlacha is Esher Mamma, it's 20 feet. Memela, he couldn't see. Vayash Licheu El Abor, it was 20 feet. Leishalta Bayena, he couldn't see it. And Memela, that's a raya to Ner Chanukah, Shenicha Lamala Miyasher Mama, is Leishalta Be'ena. I was fregin on the technique of the Gemara, if he was a technish. Lamaisa, a pit is dark. Seeing from the top down into a deep pit is not exactly the same thing as seeing Lamala Miyasher Mama lights. Can't compare the two. To see a licht, a candle, a light higher than 20 cannot be compared to seeing the Chashim Akrabim, which is deep in a dark pit, which is also lower, going from ground floor to the bottom 20. Uncle Ponim, this is the famous Drush, Mestama de Kindle Chalareim Kumim for Yeshiva Medel Pshat. So, this is it. This is the Pshat, the Ungenum, the Pshat. Why the two Gemaras are together. Abesai, if I may, I'd like to see if there's a connection between Yosef Bechlal and Neir Chanukah. Now we know there's a connection between Yosef and Chanukah. early Akademeinim already brought, I think Levush Tachzach Hafila bring this, that Yosef gave a meal to his brothers. What was the brothers, the meal? Tavayach, Tevach, V'hochin. He invited them for a Suda. Tavayach, Tevach, V'hochin. The Ches of Tevach and the Hochin. Together, the letters make up Chanukah. What is the kesher between the Suda that Yosef made for the brothers and Chanukah? What's the connection between Chanukah and Tavoyach, Tevach, V'hochin? Bekitzer Abesai, because it's not the real point of the shir, but it's good to hear this vote. You notice by Chanukah there's a din Erishu Beisai. Not a bias, there's a din in a house. Many Achreinim clara piarashi that if there's no house, there's no mitzvah. If there's no house, meaning if a person doesn't have a home, there's no mitzvah. And for that person, they were misakin haroyin ner Chanukah, foreseeing ner Chanukah. You make the bracha shasali nisim, nisim laviseinu bayomein bazman hazeh. For someone who's not going to be madlik bebeisai. Why did they misakin ner Chanukah is ner yishubeisai? Why? It's the pshat. What does it have to do with Beisai? Why is it only someone? Again, it's machlekes achreinim. A lot of achreinim don't hold of this. They hold it no matter, even if you're on a train or a plane or you're still light. But many are medayik that it's a din in the bias. Why? Why Rabbeisai? What would be the reason to misakin that it should be a din in the bias? Bekitzer. We marach on this a long time. But one thing you could see from the halachas and the drush of Chanukah, the Yevanim in the street made it almost impossible to be Yid. In the street, it was very hard. There was something called Misyavnim. Yidden had to behave externally a certain way. Otherwise, they'd be annihilated. Otherwise, they would be taken and put into jail. In hiding. In the home. That's where they kept the Shmira of the Yadus, of the Yiddishkeit. Everybody knows the dreidel. Everybody understands the dreidel. Chanukah. What does dreidel have to do with Chanukah? See the Shetayra, there's a lot. Minei Yisoscha, Tifa Teira. Imagine a dreidel at Azeifel. Heiligateira about a dreidel. But what's the tam pashit? That when the Yevanim came, they would knock on the door. Yidden were learning in the homes. They were learning in the privates. So the kinderlach would go and play the dreidel to make believe that they're not actually learning, but rather they're playing dreidel, mishpilt karten. That's the tam of the minigrab, they say. Like I said, it's very important to know sometimes Pasha Pshat. That's the real Makar of the Minig, the original Makar of the Minig. But what's the Amkis, what lays behind this Minig is very Tifra Beisai. The preservation of Yadus was the home, was internal. That's Pshat, that they had the Ner Miamin. I'm sorry, Mezuzah Yamin and the Ner Chanukah Mismel Kadesh Mesuvah B'mitzvahs. Why did they misakin that Ner Chanukah should be at the door as you come into the home? A pop opposite the Mezuzah. And the Teretz is the Mezuzah was a Shmira. The Ner Chanukah was a type of Shmira. Protected the home. That's the Ner Ish Hubeisai. Yosef HaTzadik Klapei Chutz was Melech Mitzrayim. Klapei Chutz, he was Melech Mitzrayim. Yet his home was kosher, was tahar. What is Tavayach Tevach? What is Tavayach Tevach? Chazal, Baruch Hulin, look at the Tag and Yonison, Shchita mit Beis HaPriya, with all the kosheris. Tavaya Tavach means 100% glatt. So it states on the Shainim, look at the Targum Yonison. It's with the halachas, the glatt, it was glatt kosher. What's the pshat? Yosef HaTzadik was mechadish. Klap bichutz, tikavi ha-melech in Mitzrayim, obed al shtub. There's Yankiv Avinu shtub. And this is the remes of Tavoyach, Tevach, Vahochein in Chanuk. Good. Apshat. But it seems that it's not just connected to Yosef, the shtub in Mitzrayim. It seems like there's a connection to the Bayer Reikein Bayer Mayim. It has something to do with the Bayer. We're connecting Yosef HaTzadik in Tavayach Teva V'Achim. We're connecting him to the Shtub. And here we're connecting to the Bayer. What is the Shaychus to the Bayer? What's the connection to the Bayer? Habesai, let me tell you over Gemara. With a medrash, a shayla. The Gemara says that haraya makoim shenas nes, that something, a nes happened to him. If he sees that place, he makes a bracha. What bracha does he make? Shasali nes ba makoim hazeh, made me a nes in this place. The medrash says an interesant nezach. The medrash says that when Yosef, he went to the Levaya of Yankiv Avinu on the way back, passed by the place where the bear was thrown in, and had gemacht a bracha. He made a bracha. She'asel ines b'makoy mazeh. Why did he make the bracha only on the way back? Meir de gara. He went to the Levaya. Chayri passed by the bayr and had no gemacht the bracha on the way back. So there's a Padis Yosef that says a chidush nifla, very interesting chidush. The halach is that when you go to a levaya, you go in one way, and when you return from the levaya, you need to return in a different derech. Favas, a person has to learn to change his way of life. A levaya has to mean an ander mensch, an ander weg in leben. Takes a new route in life. Und memele, Yosef was mekayim this halacha, so on the way in, he taken and passed by the bayr. On the way back, they took a different route. And because mit genumen an ander route, another route, Mela, they passed by this bayr and they made the bracha. He makes the bracha shasli nes ba makay mazeh. Abayis efshe kem and zog enach hapshat. Why did Yosef make the bracha shasli nes ba makay mazeh on the way back and not on the way there? You know, it's interesting. The same nusach bracha is shasli nisim laviseinu. It's the same bracha. The Meshechachme as a Meir Dike Kasha. Frag the Meshechachme. Yosef had to wait till after his father's Levaya to make the Bracha, thanking the Bayer Olam of the Nisim. What happened till now? What about the Nes? He went from an Eved to being a Melech. You know how much Nisim he saw. Why did he not make the Shasa Nisim till now? Nisim, what? I tell you, his father's Levaya Tzarika Kumin. And on the way back, he makes the Shasa Nisim. Azay Frek the Meshechachma Akasha. Answers the Meshechachme that the Sha'asa Nisim is only said on Nisim Gluyim. She'asa li nes b'amakayim hazeh is only nisim gluyim. She'asa nisim laviseinu is also. He brings an avudram is only nisim gluyim. Zok der meshechachme, that's why Yosef didn't make a bracha on all the nisim, the beis hasurim, that he became a melech, the alle zachavus et gezen, till he came to the beir, because that was definitely a nes. That was a nes, gully zok der meshech. It was so obvious that it was a nes, because the nechashim v'akrabim, it had to be that it was a nes. Yata beisei reit. The Sha'asa Nisim of Yosef. Sha'asa Nes B'Makam Hazeh is the same Sha'asa Nisim Laviseinu, and it has to be on Nisim Gluyim. We all know the Chilip to Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is Nes Gali. Purim is Nes Shebe Hester Shebe Teva. So what does the Meshech Chachma do with Purim? And the Torah says there's no Paracha. Sha'asa Nisim. Torah says the Megillah, yeah? So what's Takib Shat in the Meshech Chachma? How does the Meshech Chachma learn, like the Meshech Chachma, that the Pshat is that you only make a Sha'asa Nisim when it's a Nes Galui? And Chanukah was a Nes Galui. And the V'Habayrek Ein B'Mayim was a Nes Galui. We find Purim, we also make a Sha'asa Nisim. So Rabbi say, Lo Mizogin HaPshat. Let's say a Pshat. If we understand Chanukah Bissel. And if we understand history of Chanukah and the Milchama of Chanukah. Was Chanukah the final Milchama? No, not at all. As a matter of fact, some Sefer and Achreinim speak that it was the Haschala of many Milchamas to come. Many, many Milchamas to come. So what was so special about Chanukah? What was so unique? Favas hat mi gemacht a yontiv Chanukah. You look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, V'chazra ha-malchus li-Yisrael yesem imasayim shana. The Malchus came back more than 200 years. Famous Shaila, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing that the Malchus came back? The Rabban says clearly that the Chashmonaim were killed because they took the Malchus for 200 years. No one was left from the Chashmonaim because they went against the Tzivui of Aviyam Yaakov that said, Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda, but the Rambam seems to learn that it was a good Tzach. It's clear in the Rambam. So what does the Rama mean? V'chazra malchus li Yisrael yeser mimasayim shana. What does he mean? Vazviller. What does he want, the Rambam? And the Teretz Rabbei Sayis. And I want you to hear this klar chaltzia emes of Yisayit. The Rabbi Nishloilam makes nisim. A person in his life could have many, many situations where the Yad Hashem is obvious. Sometimes he needs to be ma'ayin to see it. He needs to see and understand, oh, the Rebbeinu Shel macht mir da nes. The Rebbeinu Shel is making a nes over here. It's a big avoda, Rabbi Yisrael. Mitzad echad, a person in his life is trained to live life shigri,
The word shigri rabbeisei means flechtlach. Things come and go. To be able to connect things and build a picture of a nest, what a nest. It's a very difficult thing. It takes training. It takes thought. It takes midas taivas. When a person's not happy, they'll never see the Nisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could live through Nisim. If he's not a happy person, if he suffers from unhappiness, the Nisim that happen daily pushes it under the rug. Nisim is not something you see in a moment. Nisim is a sum total of days and sometimes years of events. And you look back and you say, wow, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mischassid with me. You know, even in Chanukah, they weren't kaveh Chanukah right away. With all the Rabbin Biyad Ma'atim and the Tmeim Biyad Tehirim, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim, V'zeidim Biyad Oiskei Sein Vasecha, it says, L'shana Acheres, the Gemara says, a year later, Kavum, they were Kaveh the Yontif. Aleph Regen, some Seifer Bereisham, what's the Pshat, L'shana Acheres? Why didn't they make the Yontif right away? I understand. Made it to Kness, make a Yontif. What's L'shana Acheres? And the Teretz Rabbeisai is Nisim. Understanding is retrospect. I want you to hear this again, Rabbi. One of the worst things that we live with is the idea, put it behind you, next we move on, next we move on. Think about what I'm telling you, Rabbi. That's why we have no Akaras HaTov the way we should have, because we don't remember yesterday and the day before and the day before. Next! Put it behind you! The holy side of gotta live in the present, put it behind you. What was, was. Don't think about spilled milk. But it's all the same, you say. Eden, we don't live now. We live thinking back, always. Keseda. All the good that Abishta did for us. L'shana Acheres Kavu. He was looking back. And don't forget, Rabbeisai, there was many years ahead of difficulty. There was many, many years of milchama. Remember I began, I asked you, what's the pshat? Al ha-milchama is, al ha-tshua is. I don't see it, but it's about Chanukah, so it's about the Tshuah. And the Teretz is, we're not talking about Bayomim Mohaim, we're talking about Bazman Azeh Bayomim Mohaim. We look back and we, all the Yeshuas, everything, it's all rooted in Chanukah. Some Seif, I believe, and other Mefarshim explain, the lichtale of Chanukah was a remes, or in chayshach. It was still chayshach, Abayisai. Don't think that it wasn't difficult ahead of Chanukah. There was extreme difficulty ahead of Chanukah. No, but they saw that the Rebbeinu Shloim was with them. They saw that the Rebbeinu Shem Shashchina Shchuya be Yisrael, the Pnei Yeshua, it's a very famous Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua speaks about Tumahutra, so what do we need the whole nest for? Zak the Pnei Yeshua, that there was a nest in the Namaravi, because they were saying, Kislechem HaKelen HaShar, Sheinlechem Chelik B'Likei Yisrael. And now they learned, Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael. It's not true. And with that Shchina Shruya B'Yisrael, we start to see all the Nisim, and all the Niflois, and all the Chois. Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael means we see all. Bayom imoein bazman hazeh means we're connecting. That we're in Am HaYisrael today is connected to the Yeshuas of Amol. If you live for the day, Rabbi Isai, there's no way for a person to be that happy. It's difficulties. But when a person lives and he starts to understand that we're here today based on so many nisim, looking back at so many nisim that happened, that we survive today is unbelievable. And the way to see it is only through simcha. That's the Yemei Simcha. It's such an important part of Chanukah to have simcha, because without simcha, a person can't be makir. Toida today, a person can't be makir. But Nisi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person needs to look with happiness and positive, and then he sees Alanis. I've mentioned to you two in the past, my brother had a friend that was very unhappy, and he went to Eretz Yisrael and he asked my brother, he's going into Reb Chaim Kanievsky to get a bracha. Could he ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha about simcha, to be happy? Is it shaykh to have such a bracha? So my brother told him, yeah, why not? Was nicht, was ist? Mistama the shayla, I don't know if he understood his question, but it's not a bad question. If happiness is in the mind of the beholder, it's all in the relevant state of mind. You could be unhappy from today till tomorrow. Alle brachas will nicht helfen. You know, all the brachas are not going to help you. Right? It's a state of mind. All right. Akal panim, this friend of my brother went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky on Hamte Ben Chanukah. And he tells Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Vakesh Bracha. I hardly speak Hebrew. Vakesh Bracha. So Chaim said, what? Ani Atzuf. Reb Chaim looked at him. Atzuf? Haloi Chanukah Yoyim. Haloi Chanukah Yoyim. The person left. I've heard from him directly. He said, never was he depressed ever since then a day in his life. Abaisai. The daily, what? So let me tell you what I think. Okay, I'm going to answer you. You know, the truth is, this is such an important topic. And I want to tell you that if you understand what I'm saying today, it will change your life as a person. It will change your life as a yid. The daily difficulties are hard. They're hard. They're very hard. Life is not easy. You know, Chanukah, the Kinderlach, the presents, you get hold of Rabbi Isai. It's not it. It's not what's going on out there. You have the mensch hat seinen nisyonos. Chanukah puts a person in perspective. Recognize where we were Recognize the Avar. Recognize everything that happened, that we're still here today. When you look back, and when you start to understand how many times Rabbeinu Shloim in history, Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael, I'm there with you through the Chayshach. I'm there with you through the Chayshach. I want to tell you something, Rabbi Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik was Chanukah. That's what I keep on showing you. You see from Tavayich Tevach, all the Sfarim are filled with it. But I want to show you one more point, how Yosef has to do with Chanukah. You ready? Listen carefully. Yosef, when he was taken out of the pit, Archas Yishmaelim, they came. What did they come? They were carrying the Chais V'Light, spices. He shouldn't smell a bad smell. So he had Mefarshim ask, you think that's what really gave him chizuk? You think that while he's being sold for 1 second, it went from the Misaychim to the Midyanim, it was seconds. So he smelled, so there was good smell in the caravan. This is the Greisa Gedula. What is it? What? You know, Matzai Shabbos, we get a shmek from the psalmim. You know, Rabbi Isai, if a person wants to be unhappy, nach the shmek, that the nachzain unhappy, trust me, it helps for a few seconds. It's a sekunde helft us. So maybe it's a lesson in life, even a second of a good regesh, a good feeling. There's many pshatim that is said on this yisayid with Yosef, why he needed that moment. It was moments. But the Zayde Zechein Levrach used to say over pshat that Yosef, who lived his life to understand why things happen. Yosef is living his life. Why do things happen? I'm not going to be depressed. I'm going to understand. I'm going to look to search. Ich will gucken sehen, wo die Schiene schrie, where the Rebbeinu Shloim is there with me. Rebbeinu Shloim made it that an Archas Yishma'elim should go and punkt have, and it's not normal for them to carry good smell. This was the same thing to Yosef as what we call Ner Chanukah. It was a chizuk in the little bit light in the darkness that the Rebbeinu Shloim is there with you. The Rebbeinu Shloim, he didn't forsake us. Yosef could have thought when he went to the Bayers, Shreklach. But he understood there was something different. The Archas Yishma'elim, the Rebbeinu Shloim was giving him a chizuk. A moment's chizuk at the moment most crucially needed. Ner Chanukah, Rabbi Isai, was an eir as a lichtale in the chayshich. The chazra malchus lisol yesim masayim shana was a tkufa. It turned around. And when did they realize that? In hindsight. English, we call it in hindsight. Now, Rabbi Sai, let's go back. Whenever there's a Yeshua, you know where the Haidah becomes the Iker Chiv? To realize where the Matzmiach Yeshua, where did the Yeshua root from? What was the Mekir of the Yeshua? Where did it start? And that's why we say in Al-Anisim, Val-Apukan, V'al-Agvurais, Val-Achuais. We're not talking about only the Ness that happened in Chanukah. We're talking about many Nisim. We're talking about many Chuais. Shosisa Laviseinu doesn't mean only Laviseinu at the Tkuf of Chanukah. That was only one Tshuah. You say clearly, Lamcha Yisrael sees the Chua Gedayla.
Chanukah is Ma'erech to look back at all the Nisim and all the good. Al Nisecha V'al Nifleisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu.
That's the Bayom Imahem Azman Azeh. Now let's go back to the Beira Beisai.
Chav Di Gefrekt Akasha. Why did he make the bracha only by the bird?
Meshech Chachma says he should have made the Shasa Nisan the whole time.
The second Shaila we asked, why did he make it on the way back?
Why didn't he make it on the way in?
So if you learn that he went on a different road, he went a different... Okay, mainly.
Light on the Reid Rabbeisai.
Yosef's going back to Mitzrayim. He remembers how the first time he went down to Mitzrayim.
Think, Rabbeisai, how the first time he went down to Mitzrayim.
Now Yosef's returning to Mitzrayim.
So when he passes by the Bayer, he realizes that the Bayer was not the end, but the Bayer was the beginning.
When he was thrown into the Bayer, he thought it's over, it's the end.
Shasali nes b'makay mazeh. You know what, Shasali, when you come back, when you look back, you see today, and you remember back the nes.
That's bracha sh'asa li nes b'mokai b'zeh. Sh'asa nisim l'aviseinu b'yomim ha'em.
It's bazman hazeh. It's not about the avar.
It's bazman hazeh. It's the nisim throughout.
Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. That brought us to this day.
That's hakara, Rabbi Yisrael. Hakara.
Every person in Chanukah needs to look back.
There were so many days of his life that we had good things.
They teach you to live in the moment.
Not al pi hashkafas ha'tayva.
Living in the moment. So if you're happy in the moment, good. And if you're not happy, it's nish good. It's nitazayah.
You look back, you're makir, and you recognize all the hatavas.
I want to end with a word, Rabbi Yisrael.
Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva. Kof Atzolav Roigzei Shal Yosef.
Famous Chazal.
Vaydayin L'Tzadikim. It's not enough for the Tzadikim that they sit B'Shalva in this world. That they look for Olam Haba. They will still want to sit B'Shalva in this world. There's a Gemara in Hayrius that says, Toiva Lahem V'Toiva the tzaddikim. It's good for the tzaddikim to have in both worlds. Shneichlim shnei lamis. All the mefarshim talk about it. What's wrong? What's the bikesh leishe b'shalva vaz vilmet? What's the terrible thing that he wanted to be leishe b'shalva?
So as a child, I saw a vart. I was a child. I remember. It's a chassidish vart, and I kept it in my mind all the years. I'll tell you the vart, and I'll tell you my reaction then. And I'll tell you my reaction many years later today. The vart I saw was that Yaakov wanted to be leishev b'shalva, and therefore kafatz olav roigzei shel Yosef, in order he should be leishev b'shalva. It wasn't opposed to the leishev b'shalva that was kafatz olav roigzei shel Yosef.
That's how he was leishev b'shalva. The Rebbe Yishlam granted him to be leishev b'shalva. What were the best years of Yaakov's life? Echi Yaakov shvayis reishana. He lived the 17 years in Mitzrayim. Those were his best years. Echi Yaakov, his best years were those years.
So when he went to Mitzrayim, and when he lost Yosef, in his mind it was Egvelt.
Because it was Bikesh Leishiv B'Shalva, Kafatzal Vroigzeh Shal Yosef.
When I saw the vart, I wasn't mekabel it.
And
as a real good Shiva man, Mevatel Levat. Remember, my mind is. I want to tell you something, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know if it's pshat or not pshat, but it's life. It's life. I appreciate this verb more than anything else as you get older. We start to understand that the chayshech is sibas ha'or. The chayshech is sibas ha'or. It's hard to live like that on a daily basis. But in retrospect, it works. Think, Rabbi Yisrael. The chayshech that everyone goes through on a daily basis, the nisyonis they have. You start looking back and you start piecing together and you start seeing so many different things that happen in chasadim that the Eibishter does with us. Then you start to be makir and then you start to be lahoidois, lahalo, l'shimcha hagodah. What's l'shimcha hagodah with this I end, Rabbi Yisrael? What do you mean l'shimcha hagodah? Your great name. I thought it's Lahaydis Lahalal for the Nisan. No, isn't it for the Nisan? Idalach. Huh? This is not my Ha'ara, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm too small to make such a Ha'ara. I have a friend, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Hoberman, told me that his father in Svarim is Marech on this Ha'ara. And I think so much about it. Such a beautiful Ha'ara. I have to thank the Eibishter for what? L'haydes, to thank him for the nest, no? What do you mean, l'shimcha ha'gadol? And the Teretz is, l'haydes is thanking, and l'haydes is to understand, to appreciate how great the Eibishter is. That's l'shimcha ha'gadol. Appreciation. That's Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. To appreciate, to understand. And when you do that, it's impossible to be unhappy. It's impossible. When you see things past the daily trivial, the daily problems, the daily Schwerigkeiten, then all of a sudden it becomes L'haydais, L'halel, L'shimcha ha'gadol. And this is the kesher to Rabbi Reik. They also thought Habay Reik. They also thought Nachashim Akrav Mainboy. Chanukah was that. And yet the Yeshua came out, and the Malchus of Yosef, and the Malchus of the Chashmonoim, it all came in a case where it was Habay Reik, Nachashim Akrav Mainboy.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.